Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, and health care. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
I bring you greetings from the White House.
Say a word, Tommy, say a word.
Tell Paula White, Trump is gone.
Preach.
Tell Bob Johnson. Oh, Trump is gone. Somebody tell Kanye. Oh, that Trump is gone. Tell Diamond and Silk that Trump is gone.
Yes, he is.
Tell Ben Carson. Trump is gone.
Come on here.
Wait. Watch your voice, Doc.
Trump is gone. Yes, he is.
Good afternoon. Today is December 18th, 2020. My name is Blake Lawson Moore. I'm here to tell you to listen to The Last Word with Michael Lawson this Sunday for a special presentation. And here is your Michael Lawson.
All right. Yes, I got to get over my Santa headdress here. I got to take it off. I won't be able to get it on. Okay. So, thank you, Blake. That was my grandson, one of my grandsons. And we're having a short show today for 15 minutes because I had no Skype. I couldn't. Yesterday I had no Skype at all. I didn't know if we were going to have the show today because it was going in and out and up and down like a yo-yo. So I want to tell you guys, there's been so much going on today in the news. Oh, I'm telling you, we had so much. The daggone Trump is in trouble. The Miss James in New York City is waiting to grab him. She's licking her chops. So is the SDNY, and so is the Manhattan District Attorney. They're waiting to lick their fingers and wrap him up like a puppy dog. I want to tell you that we've had a major breakthrough that you've been hearing about all day about a cyber attack. This cyber attack, this man is going out. He'll be leaving town with cans kicking behind him. Not because he just got married, because we want to know where the hell he's at any time of the day. They're going to be tied to his ribs. Well, tied around his waist, but we had to extend the rope because his waist is so big. But anyway, so what we're going to do is that we're going to be talking about this tomorrow, but we're also going to be talking about, let me put the microphone down, you didn't hear me that well. We're going to be talking about who wants the vaccine? Where can you get the vaccine? Is there a vaccine for COVID-19? We now, all of a sudden, have been told that Pfizer can't ship anymore because they don't have it anymore. Pfizer says, you're a damn liar. I got plenty of it. I got 2 million sitting on the shelf here. The man has not told us where to deliver it. So who's lying? Well, who do you think? Who lies the most? Who has been lying to us for 5 years? I mean, let's see. This is a tough question. This is a tough question, Blake. Blake says no, tough question. Let me ask you, Mr. Hannibal Lecter, is it a tough question? No, he says no. He mumbles because his mouth is all tied up. All right, so that's what we're talking about. Why is this man lying about this? And you know he's not going to answer what happened with this cyber attack. We got this daggone entity, private entity, that everybody goes through to get into about 12 different organizations in the United States, including the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, including where our nuclear weapons are at, Commerce, NOAA, NASA, NOAA, everything. And it's all going down the tubes. It's unbelievable because it's all been hacked now. I hope everybody is having a great Christmas. This is so much fun. Now that we have the, we're going to see if he's even going to come. Do you think? Well, I take some bets if he's going to be coming to the
inauguration.
I have been saying no. He will never be there. Because the man, if he goes there, he admits that he lost. He is also been told, or I have been told, that he might not come. He might give Mr. Pence the authority to become president and then resign by resigning and then have him give him a pass, a pardon. Well, you know, when you get a pardon, you're guilty. And they can call you in front of a commission, in front of the federal, the Senate. They can call you in a courtroom. And you have to admit what the hell you did. Any courtroom that has authority can now say, hey, we want you to tell us what the hell you did. Because you know you did something. You know you did something. But ladies and gentlemen, this is our story. And I will see you tomorrow. Everybody, have a great rest of the day. So this is all we had today. And remember,
I bring you greetings from the White House.
Say a word, Tommy, say a word.
Tell Paula White Trump is gone. Freak. Tell Bob Johnson. Oh, Trump is gone. Somebody tell Kanye. Oh, that Trump is gone. Tell Diamond and Silk. That Trump is gone.
Yes, he is.
Tell Ben Carson. Trump is gone.
Let's go. Come on here.
Tell Wayne.
Watch your voice, Doc.
Trump is gone! Yes, he is! Yeah.
Oh,
Trump is gone!
The door.